It was quite busy and quite confusing because it's American culture, which is not familiar of me. So yes, it's quite confusing and busy. I take three courses, and above that there are TAE, so I have few time to have my own. Three courses. Two is from chemistry, and one is the ESL course. Yes, I major in chemistry. It's hard to tell because it's so various areas on chemistry. The easiest part to understand is chemistry is everywhere. You can find clothes. Clothes are made from petroleum, which is also chemistry. And you cook when you at home, make dinner, then the food also chemistry. And to make deeper part, I'm going to study polymer chemistry, which is sort of making plastics to make bulky things from the atomic level. So it's hard to make those kind of big materials from small one. It takes a lot of time to synthesize those kind of things. Yes. Kind of, but not exact to make polymers. And I just in the lab about 2 hours. So I have barely experienced. So what I heard is that they are studying about polymers regarding drug delivery kind of things, which is to attach some drugs on the polymer, then you can eat the polymer, then when you have cancer, then the polymer goes into your body and find the place but where is cancer, and it releases the drug, so you can be cured. That's right. I just guide students, which is undergrad students who takes chemistry course, to make them solve problems and discuss about the topics of that day with their friends and colleagues who takes the course together. The course number is 131 chemistry, which is general chemistry, and there they deal with some general things of chemistry. Actually, I do not take the lecture course. I just guide people to solve problems, so I do not know the specific details of the course. In my TA class, yes, about 30 people divided by three sections. I take three sections to teach them. Oh, not 30, every session has 30 person, maybe 90. Yes. I actually that goes not don't like that. It wasn't like that because I when they ask some question, then I answer that answer. I answer the question to in front of them, but there are only few two or three, they are grouped in their TAE session. Two or three people are grouped together, so I can teach them, but not actually as a teach, just guide to solve this, use calculator kind of things. Yes, almost everyone from Brooklyn and Queens when I ask them, and maybe 30 people, I don't know where they're from, but I think there are two from Brooklyn or Queens.
So when you're talking to those students, how did you find communicating with them in English? Did you find it easy?
No, it's difficult. I can understand they're saying themselves, so I direct them to say to me, then that could be understand. But other things, they talk together or talk to other people, I can understand what they're talking about. I have office hours on Monday, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. But I haven't had one because the last Monday was Labor Day, and the week before that is the first class, so I don't have office hours.
Okay, I see. Okay, and do you have an advisor now?
Yes, in document I have advisor, but I haven't met him before, and I think he's on travel in China, so maybe next week I can meet him.
Okay. And what is your goal for this semester?
My goal is not to way out of line this chemistry course and be fluent of English and can understand undergrads too. Undergrads talking.
Oh, they're English?
Yes.
Good luck.
Thank you.